God needed a heart like Joseph's to fulfill his mission. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. All right, today's devotion I titled, Rule Your Soul and Give Life. We're on Genesis 45 through 47. That's our morning rinse if you are reading the Bible through in a year. And we're on day 107. And if you're following along on the calendar, we're on April the 17th. So today's featured verses include three. We're going to feature Genesis 45, 7 through 8, and then also Genesis 45, verses 27. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth and to keep you alive by a great deliverance. Now, therefore, it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not delay. In verse 27, it says, when they told him all the words of Joseph that he had spoken to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father, Jacob, revived. So if you're following along and reading all of the morning rinses, you know that in yesterday's morning rinse, we read that Joseph was begging his brothers to not sell him to the Egyptians. And we know the story. They did not listen to his heart's cry, but instead his brothers sold him anyway. It can be so easy to focus on all of the wrongdoings of others, especially when we have a different viewpoint of what God has. And this is a perfect example of this scenario. We can focus literally on what his brothers did to him and how horrible they were to him, and how they sold him anyway. And it can be so easy to focus on those wrongdoings of others, especially in real world life today. It can be so easy to focus on what other people do wrong and how they have wronged us or other people. And, you know, we may have someone in our own personal lives that have treated us wrong, or maybe they've caused us deep, deep pain to our heart. And sometimes these actions actually could very well be what God needs to occur in order for him to fulfill a purpose. And I'm not talking about people just being silly with their words or something of that nature. I'm talking about deep action-driven things like Joseph was. I don't believe that it is always God's plan for hardship to come our way. And I don't believe that it is always for God's plan to have others treat us wrong. But according to today's morning rinse, it was not the brothers who sent Joseph to Egypt. It was God. I mean, and Joseph acknowledges that. Did you hear that in the morning rinse? In the featured verse, I mean? How about we read that again? God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth and to keep you alive by a great deliverance. Now, therefore, it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not delay. And when they told him all the words of Joseph that had been spoken to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father, Jacob, revived. So Joseph even says, it was not you, my brothers, who sent me to Egypt. It was God. It was not you who sold me. It was God who positioned the atmosphere so that this could happen. Could it have been God who sent the caravan that journeyed right there, right where Joseph was? Could it have been God who sent that caravan there? Could it have been God who planted the seed in the hearts of Joseph's brothers to sell Joseph? Just like God Hard in the heart of Pharaoh. Could it have been God who planted the seeds in the heart of Joseph's brother to sell him? It appears it was God's way of orchestrating Joseph being hand-delivered to Potiphar, one of the rulers of Egypt. So why did all of that happen? So Joseph could save the lives of his family and many of his nations. We found that out in the featured verse. God needed a heart like Joseph's to fulfill his mission. And while it may look like Joseph had no control over his life, and in that moment, can you imagine the trauma that Joseph faced? Joseph had no control over any of this. And I'm sure he was in that carriage after he'd been sold asking God, like, what in the world just happened? But God actually, in essence, truly did have control over that situation. He had control over the hearts and souls of those both before and after this event occurred. I mean, Joseph could have remained bitter, but he did not. Instead, Joseph realized this big picture in God's handiwork, and he came to a place of forgiveness and realization in his own personal life and his role in this big plan to save his family. And he realized that God had sent him there to not just save his family, but to save a nation. I believe that Joseph fully realized God's plan the moment that he saw his brothers come in to that location. It was a moment of healing. And I would imagine that probably full circle could have been the reason why he had to leave and go and weep. I mean, that moment when he had his ugly cry and all of those in the house heard him could have been the moment when he completely forgave his brothers and came to this full understanding and just releasing all of it back to God. I would imagine that he had some level of forgiveness, especially due to the fact that he had been elevated to multiple different rankings, you know, and high level rankings within the kingdom. And he probably didn't have any reason to hold bitterness at that point. But in this moment of this ugly cry, I am sure that there were some weights that came off of his shoulders and fully releasing all of it back to God. We may not save a nation like Joseph did. We may not save a nation through ruling or being in this really high ranking position or saving a company and being in, you know, the corporate world and being in a very high position in business or, you know, whatever your degree is in. We may not ever come to like a high ranking position within the corporation to actually save that business. But the reality is, if we rule our soul and we stay positioned for God's purpose and we keep forgiving those who have done us wrong, then we will be used to possibly save even just one person who God needs us to save. So when Joseph's brothers went back to tell Jacob all that had happened and how they had met Joseph and that Joseph was indeed alive and all the things that I can't even imagine what that conversation was like. Jacob's spirit revived inside of him with hope and with life, giving him this new energy that was needed in that moment to move his whole entire family. I mean, he was older and probably just giving up on life would be my guess in this moment. And yet when Joseph spoke with his brothers and they went back to Jacob, he revived his spirit. Hope was given back into his life to move his whole entire family and all of their animals to where Joseph was so that he could spend the rest of his life with the son that he thought was dead. What an amazing, amazing story. I love the fact that Joseph was used even in the midst of, oh my goodness, his brothers selling him. God, I believe, sent that caravan. So today's challenge to dig deeper is to ask yourself the question, are you going through something right now? Maybe it's something within your work, or maybe it's something around you that's just really tough. Or are there other people who are literally treating you wrong? Maybe they're not necessarily loving or caring for you in the way that you're needing. The reality of it is there could be purpose in it. And I'm, again, not saying that every single time there's something bad that happens or something when people treat you wrong, that it's all because God's ordaining it. I'm not saying that, but there could be purpose in it. If nothing else, God could be using it to make you stronger so your heart will be positioned to provide life to others. Ask yourself, what is God speaking to you about regarding your hardships and the tough challenges that you're facing? Maybe some tough decisions. What's God talking to you about? Is there anyone you need to forgive so that God can complete his work through you? Because when we forgive, it's allowing open doors to come in and through you so that God can spill his blessings onto other people so that they can see how you respond to life. And that alone can provide life to somebody else. Because you're ruling your soul. Your soul is not dictating unforgiveness and bitterness and harboring those memories against someone. Your soul is being ruled by your spirit man, and you are forgiving those people in your life that have done you wrong. And so when you pull out your journal tonight and you're reflecting, I want you to write down God's perspective of something really hard that you are going through right now. Maybe it's a decision, and maybe you're kind of feeling a little unsafe in the decisions about work-related choices that are ahead, or maybe there's something that's happening in your life that you just are having a really hard time letting go, or maybe it's something that you're needing to face your fears about. Maybe it's something that you have been challenged with and you just aren't ready to embrace the outcome of that. Maybe there's a conversation that you need to have and you've been afraid. Write down God's perspective of this hard thing that you are going through right now. We all have challenging things that we go through. Did God reveal anything to you? Did God reveal his perspective of this difficult challenge that you're facing? And if he did, which I believe that he did, I need you to believe it and write it down. You will be amazed at what you discover next year when you open up this journal and you read some of the things that you wrote about. And when we rule our soul, when we forgive others and let things go like Joseph did, we actually provide life to other people. And we allow God's purpose to flow through our lives. You never know who's on their deathbed, whether that be emotionally, spiritually, physically. You never know who you're affecting when you rule your soul. I hope today inspired you, and I hope that you can see mirroring examples continually through the Word of God. As we are walking through, even these Old Testament stories can provide so much insight and so much growth. And I look forward to hearing more stories from you guys. Thank you so much for coming on to the Facebook group, Rinse, Reflect, Repeat. I love seeing you guys' posts that you write about and some of the things that you guys say. I know that if it encourages me, it encourages other people. And there are people who are reading it. They may never write in the Facebook group, but they do read the things that are written down. And so I thank you guys for that. And if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't yet gotten my devotional, the link is in my show notes, as well as the journal. It's a companion journal that goes along with it, kind of like a workbook. And so go ahead and click that link and order that as well. I promise you will be amazed and happy that you are writing some of these things down. Until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.